pursuing scientific research and discovery in respect, as we should, we must also be alert to the equal and opposite danger that public policy could itself become the captain of a scientific, technological elite.
We've signed a climate convention on the importance of economic instruments and free markets. We're included in this mammoth Agenda 21 document and the Rio Declaration. Now, let me be clear on one fundamental point. The United States fully intends to be the world's preeminent leader in protecting the global environment.
Coming up, Technocracy News. Greetings from Technocracy News and Trends. This is Patrick Wood, Editor-in-Chief. Today we're going to talk about Amazon again. Amazon comes up in the news, it seems like, every week, at least once. And this time it concerns their so-called Ring doorbells. We've been talking about those recently. The Ring doorbell is a little device that you replace your normal doorbell with, and it takes videos of anybody that walks up to the door and potentially saves those videos and allows you to share them with other people, including the police. And of course, if somebody walks up to your door and you want to see who's out there without looking through the blinds or anything, you can just take a quick peek on your smartphone. And Amazon is very proud of this because as they have sold millions of these things, they're now teaming up with the police to share your feed with the police. So if a crime happens in your area, the police can call on you to cough up your feed to see if any suspicious characters appear in your feed, and that will give them a clue who committed the crime. Well, there's a new twist to this now. We knew this was coming. You could just bet on it. Amazon now has decided that they need to include facial recognition software into their Ring doorbell cameras. I wrote at the top of this article, Amazon is already using Ring doorbell cameras to create a nationwide snitch system. That's my term, not theirs, of neighborhood watch video for law enforcement. So adding facial recognition to the cameras could be expected. And the article states, Amazon has considered adding facial recognition technology to its Ring doorbell cameras, according to a letter to a U.S. senator defending its video sharing partnerships with police. The company told Senator Ed Markey that facial recognition is a contemplated but unreleased feature of its home security cameras, but that there are no plans to coordinate that feature with its law enforcement partnerships. Markey wrote to Amazon CEO Jeff Bezos in September, raising privacy and civil liberty concerns about Ring's video sharing agreements with police departments around the country. The company encourages police to tap into Ring Neighbors app, a forum for residents to share videos of suspicious activity captured by their home security cameras. The Massachusetts Democrat also expressed alarm that Ring may be pursuing face scanning technology after a patent application showed the company is exploring a system that could flag certain people as suspicious and automatically alert police. Markey released Amazon's response Tuesday. Amazon's initial response to Markey said Ring doesn't currently offer facial recognition. Then Markey sent another letter to Bezos asking why it's mentioned in Ring's privacy policy. In a November 1 follow-up, Amazon's Vice President of Public Policy, Brian Huseman, said that the company frequently innovates based on customer demand and that facial recognition is an increasingly common feature in cameras made by competitors such as Google's Nest division. If our customers want these features in Ring security cameras, we will only release these features with thoughtful design, including privacy, security, and user control, Huseman wrote. Markey's question about facial recognition were part of broader concerns that some lawmakers and civil liberties advocates have about Ring and its police partnerships. Amazon sought to address those concerns in its letters to Markey, emphasizing that camera owners have a choice about whether to share videos. The company noted that police aren't allowed to seek recordings that are longer than 12 hours in duration or that cover a geographical area that is too specific or broad. But Amazon also said it doesn't require law enforcement to delete a user's video footage after a certain period, nor would it entertain Markey's request that it commit to never selling users' biometric information, saying only that it doesn't do so now. Well, we can see the handwriting on the wall on this one. You can bet within some short period of time that facial recognition features are going to show up on Ring doorbell cameras. So instead of having to go and look through the blind to see who's there, if it's somebody you know, you can have them be announced on your smartphone, just like they do in the royal court in Great Britain. Dave is at the door, and then you go answer the door. This will not end well. A nationwide system of facial recognition sponsored and funded by consumers. The second article is a head shaker, and it concerns Pope Francis again and the Catholic Church. Of course, he is the lead of the Catholic Church. He now says that the catechism should include ecological sin. I wrote at the top of this, militant technocrats inside the Vatican have convinced Pope Francis to push nations to criminalize the vague act of ecocide in order to punish individuals and corporations for harming the environment. You just can't make this up. The article states Pope Francis told a group of lawyers that he could like to introduce the category of ecological sin into official Catholic teaching. Quote, we must introduce, we are thinking about it, in the Catechism of the Catholic Church, the sin against ecology, the ecological sin against the common home, because it is a duty, close quote, the Pope said Friday in addressing participants in an international conference on penal law. More specifically, Francis said, are all those actions that can be considered as ecocide, for instance, the massive contamination of air, land, and water resources, the large-scale destruction of flora and fauna, and any action capable of producing an ecological disaster or destroying an ecosystem. Ecocide is, quote, to be understood as the loss, damage, or destruction of the ecosystem of a given territory so that its utilization by inhabitants has been or can be seen as severely compromised, he said, adding that such a sin is a fifth category of crimes against peace, which should be recognized as such by the international community. The pontiff said that such actions are usually caused by corporations, and an elementary sense of justice would require that they be punished for them. A side comment on being punished. Isn't this the way the Inquisition started in the first place? That the church decided a certain group of people should be punished for their quote-unquote sins? The article continues, an ecological sin is, quote, an action or omission against God, against one's neighbor, the community, and the environment, Francis said, quoting the fathers of the recently concluded Pan-Amazon Regional Synod, quote, it is a sin against future generations and is manifested in acts and habits of pollution and destruction of the harmony of the environment, in transgressions against the principles of interdependence, and in the breaking of networks of solidarity between creatures. Above and beyond its sinfulness, failure to care for the environment is an injustice and a crime, Francis suggested, and should be legally enforced. Quote, I would like to appeal to all the leaders and actors in this area to contribute their efforts to ensuring adequate legal protection for our common home, he said. The Pope's words coincided with the release of a new survey by the Pew Research Center, which found that church-going Americans accept their clergies on spiritual matters, but generally distrust their advice on issues such as climate change. Well, polls aside and trust aside, the church has a huge impact in the world, and if Pope Francis is successful at modifying the Catholic catechism to include ecological sin, well, many people in the world will believe it, and they unfortunately fall into a horrible trap. How can you possibly be absolved of ecological sin? Does this mean that if you don't recycle your waste correctly, that you could be charged with an ecological sin? Is this something now that must be confessed to the priest when you go to confession? Does this mean that any little thing you do to harm the ecology or the environment is now something that you need to fess up to every time? And even worse, how are you going to be absolved of these crimes against the ecology? Will you be required to say an extra number of prayers? Or perhaps you'll be required to buy indulgences in the form of carbon credits? That would be a good one. I say that sarcastically, of course. We have no idea of how people are going to be punished or what the Pope has in mind for that. But the whole notion of punishing an entire class of people for a sin that cannot even be quantified is horrendous. My guess is that American Catholics will reject this thought out of hand, but other Catholics around the world will think it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, especially when they seek to punish us in America because we are perceived as being the big violator of environmental policy. Of course, very few people bring up that China really is the worst polluter in the world by far. Everybody knows there's no point criticizing China because they're not going to change. So they don't. Pope Francis will never go after China and criticize them, but he will criticize the United States and Europe and other free countries in the world. The last story is a story about government and a story about surveillance. This story never goes away. It just keeps coming back in a different form, in a different chapter, in a different iteration. The title of this one has to do with the Department of Homeland Security. The DHS database will hold biometric data on 220 million people by 2022. That's only 2 years away, folks. I wrote at the top of this article, total surveillance is the dystopian harbinger of technocracy. And make no doubt that our own government is leading us straight into it. Agencies like DHS should be dismantled and terminated. No citizen can or will see the danger of total surveillance until they understand technocracy, its goals, and its progress. Humans are viewed as so many cattle in a feedlot to be managed by scientific algorithm. In the 1930s, Technocracy Incorporated called it, quote, the science of social engineering, and it required a collection of all data on everything in society in order to manage it. This article states the U.S. Department of Homeland Security expects to have face, fingerprint, and iris scans of at least 259 million people in its biometric database by 2022. Is there any way to escape the mass surveillance and tracking that George Orwell warned us all about in his iconic book, 1984? The Orwellian police state is upon us, but don't expect it to improve at all. In fact, as George Orwell said, quote, if you want a vision of the future, imagine a boot stamping on a human face forever, close quote. According to a recent presentation from the DHS's Office of Procurement Operations, which was reviewed by courts, the 259 million in the database is about 40 million more than the agency's 2017 projections. In those estimates, the agency expected to have the data of 220 million unique identifiers by 2022. According to previous figures cited by the Electronic Frontier Foundation, a San Francisco-based privacy rights nonprofit, quote, the agency is transitioning from a legacy system called IDENT, I-D-E-N-T, to a cloud-based system hosted by Amazon Web Services. Well, there you go. Amazon snuck into this story, too. This new database is known as the Homeland Advanced Recognition Technology, or HART, H-A-R-T. The biometrics collection maintained by DHS is the world's second largest, behind only India's countrywide biometric ID network in size. The traveler data kept by DHS is shared with other U.S. agencies, state and local law enforcement, as well as foreign governments. Your data hasn't been private for a long time, and it won't ever be again, as long as governments believe that they are allowed to hoard it, all in the name of keeping you safe, of course. The first two stages of the HART system are being developed by the United States defense contractor Northrop Grumman, which won the $95 million contract in February 2018. DHS wasn't immediately available to comment on its plans for its database. Quote, biometrics made it possible to confirm the identity of travelers at any point in their travel. Kevin McLeanan, U.S. President Donald Trump's recently departed acting DHS secretary, told Congress last year. The criteria used by U.S. Customs and Border Protection officers, a division of DHS, to screen out specific travelers as suspicious is top secret, but was determined in conjunction with Planetar, the Silicon Valley data mining firm co-founded by controversial billionaire and ardent Trump supporter Peter Thiel. The EFT said it believes CBP could be tracking travelers, quote, from the moment they begin their internet travel research. As the group has noted, DHS says, the only way for an individual to ensure he or she is not subject to collection of biometric information when traveling internationally is to refrain from traveling, close quote. Last month's DHS presentation described IDENT as an operational biometric system for rapid identification and verification of subjects using fingerprints, iris, and face modalities. According to further reporting by Quartz, the new HART database builds upon the foundational functionality within IDENT to include voice data, DNA profiles, scars, marks, and tattoos, and the as yet undefined, quote, other biometric modalities as required, close quote. EFF researchers caution some of the data will be highly subjective, such as information gleaned during an officer encounter and analysis of people's relationship patterns. So basically, if you ever leave your house, expect the government to track and monitor your every move and make sure highly subjective information is used to ensure you remain enslaved. The land of the free? I hardly think so, the author writes. Of course, the Department of Homeland Security is part of the National Infrastructure for Intelligence Agencies. It answers directly to the Office of the DNI, that's the Director of National Intelligence, and it sits on a par level with the CIA and FBI. The DHS, in my opinion, should be summarily dismantled and pink slips sent to every employee within its operation. They have completely gone rogue in the collection of data on American citizens. I've said many times in this broadcast and in the pages of Technocracy News and Trends that agencies that collect data as if it was the holy grail of everything in life are a sure sign that technocrats are operating within. These intel agencies have gone rogue many years ago, moving to their own drumbeat, dancing to their own music, collecting data with abandon, ignoring any criticism from citizens or even from Congress, and just continuing on their mission as if nothing else mattered. This eventually will result in complete 100% technocracy in America. It will result in digital enslavement. It will result in scientific dictatorship. It is really sad that the vast majority of Americans have absolutely no clue of the dragnet that's surrounding them as we speak right now. They just don't know. And if they did know, they're not paying attention. And if they did know, they don't care. They will care one day when it begins to limit their freedom, when they go to an airport one day and they find out that they have been denied the right to fly or the right to travel because of something they did or said along the way. They'll complain, but by then it'll be too late. Now is the time to take action on this. You can start in your local community, by the way, by educating your own city council members, your county commissioners, to not allow this type of ubiquitous surveillance to come into your community. They can stop it, and if they choose to, there's nothing that the federal government can do to thwart it. Well, I'm Patrick Wood for Technocracy News and Trends. We'll see you next time.